This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Today,
I miss the book. People called it the directory, the white pages, or simply the book. Call it what you will, I miss it. I haven't seen one in at least 10 years. Unless I'm mistaken, which I often am, I'm pretty sure it's gone, kaput, done, vanished, like millions of landlines. The good old reliable phone book. Go back with me now to those golden days. Why, it always just showed up magically, all 5 billion pages on your doorstep. How exciting was that? It puts your name in print. Unless you're Jeff Bezos or Beyonce, that's a big deal. How big a deal? Check out this scene from Steve Martin's 1979 movie, The Jerk.
The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Well, I wish I could get that excited about what?
Nothing! Are you kidding? Page 73, Johnson, Maven, R. I'm somebody now! Millions of people look at this book every day! This is the kind of spontaneous publicity! Your name in print that makes people! I'm in print!
Things are going to start happening to me now.
Who gets that excited browsing the internet for a phone number? Don't even get me started on searching a simple name and number on the web. Make that most of the time you get sites that want to sell you subscriptions or to do background checks. Yuck! Who didn't love flipping through the flipping telephone book? Savor the memories, people. Remember those tantalizing flimsy pages and that super crisp Bell Gothic typeface? That's right, it had its own font. The internet's for lightweights. It took muscle to handle the telephone book. You could have so much fun with it. Okay, I could. I used to look up people with celebrity names like Frank Sinatra and Bob Dylan, or Robert Dylan if I got desperate. I loved matching area codes to certain counties, without cheating by going to the county maps listed by area code at the top of the book. Of course, this was in the early 60s after they began including area codes. Before that, we used the name of a location before the numbers. Like in I Love Lucy, whenever Lucy or Ricky gave their number to someone, it was always Murray Hill 59975. Very little seemed to change about the phone book over the decades. And that's why we loved it. Today, everything changes. Why, you go to bed at night and wake up the next morning and people are paying you in bitcoins. Yuck! The first phone directory was published by the New Haven, Connecticut Phone Company in 1878 and featured 15 names. They probably didn't even use surnames. Hey, what's Bob's number? Oh, here it is. He's number 5 on the list. By the 1930s, the book had become gargantuan. Imagine being the very first listing. Of course, some gamed the system. In the 1954 Chicago telephone book, the first listing is, quote, a basement waterproofer, unquote. In the same directory, the last listing is Zeman Thomas. Zeman, spelled Z-Z-M-A-N. Two Z's, really? As a boy named Grover, I ravenously searched the Philly book for other Grovers. Surnames didn't count. Before I gave up, I had counted 3. If your social calendar has some open dates, you might spend an evening poring through the Library of Congress's website and its U.S. telephone directory collection. I dove into the 1955 Philadelphia phone book and found my family's listing. There it was, beginning with DE2. No area code included. You know, suddenly I'm feeling a whoosh of nostalgia. And who doesn't love a good whooshing? Why, if I could go back to those hallowed days, I'd change my name to Aaron Axter, A-A-K-S-T-E-R, and nab that top spot in the book.